Welcome to the Divorce Considered podcast, your dedicated resource for navigating the complexities of marital dissolution with confidence. Airing bi-weekly on SoundCloud, our mission is to peel back the layers of the legal and financial process, transforming confusion into a clear, actionable roadmap. This is Episode 8, The Family Home, Asset or Liability. For many people going through divorce, the family home represents far more than bricks and mortar. It's where children grew up, holidays were celebrated, and memories were made. That emotional attachment is completely understandable, but when it's time to divide marital assets, emotion and financial reality don't always point in the same direction. Many people begin the divorce process believing they have to keep the house, but before making that decision, it's worth asking a different question. Is the family home truly an asset, or has it become a liability? Start with affordability. Can one person realistically afford the mortgage after the divorce is finalized? A payment that worked well with two incomes may become difficult on one. And remember, the mortgage is only part of the equation. Utilities, insurance, maintenance, and everyday household expenses all need to fit comfortably within your new budget. The next question is refinancing. If one spouse plans to keep the home, they may need to refinance the mortgage to remove the other spouse from the loan. That means qualifying based on today's lending standards, your income, your credit, and your overall debt. Wanting to keep the home and qualifying to keep it can be two very different things. Then, there are the ongoing costs of ownership. Every home eventually needs repairs. Roofs wear out, water heaters fail, heating and air conditioning systems need replacement. Landscaping requires upkeep. These expenses can arrive unexpectedly and often cost thousands of dollars. Property taxes deserve attention as well. In many communities, rising property values also mean rising tax bills. Insurance premiums may increase too. Together, these costs can significantly change the long-term affordability of owning the home. Now let's talk about equity. Many people see substantial equity and assume they're financially secure. But equity is not the same as cash. It's value that's tied up in the property. Unless the home is sold or refinanced, that money generally isn't available to pay legal expenses, eliminate debt, establish a new household, or build financial security after divorce. That's why financial professionals often remind clients that equity does not equal liquidity. For some families, keeping the home provides stability. For others, selling the home may be the better financial decision. Selling can free up equity, reduce monthly expenses, and give both spouses the resources to move forward with greater financial flexibility. The right decision isn't about winning the house. It's about choosing the option that supports your long-term financial health and your future goals. Before making any final decision, take the time to evaluate both the emotional value of the home and the financial realities that come with owning it. Looking at the complete picture today can help prevent unnecessary financial stress tomorrow. Thank you for listening to this episode of Divorce Considered. You can find us on SoundCloud and at divorce32.com. Thank you.